And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith and Richard Perno. For personal advice, visit envisionfinancial.com.au.
Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial, and you can book an appointment with them. No obligation, no cost for the first one at 4452 Townsend Street, Phillip. It's right down the end. Barb will make you a coffee, 6260-4749. This is a beauty because all of us have super if we're working, don't we?
Yes, correct.
But how many of us actually open the document to see what's in it?
Yeah, look, very much so. So obviously today we're talking about superannuation and insurance.
Yep.
Let's have a look under the hood. Let's see what's in there. And today we're going to talk about what, how, and then a cheeky little strategy called super linking.
Do all super funds have insurance in them?
Potentially.
Okay.
That's one of those.
What does that mean?
Well, that's one of those wonderful answers of it depends.
So on what?
Comes back to the type of fund. So certain funds will have a mandatory amount of cover that's like what we call default cover or group insurance, where you get a certain amount of insurance by joining the fund with no medical underwriting, and there's a set limit in the fund that you'll be provided upon joining said fund.
Okay.
Okay, so is it automatic? Depends on the fund.
Oh, okay.
All right, because you can open a personal super fund that doesn't necessarily have to have a default amount of cover in it. Okay, so little tip here for those out there that are maybe medically challenged. If you're unable to get medically underwritten insurance, which is obviously the most secure and best form of cover, look for those sorts of things where you could join potentially an industry fund or another sort of fund that gives you an automatic amount of cover without having to complete a medical assessment. Okay, so just a little tip those out there for that are medically challenged. Look for the default amount of cover in a fund, because something's always better than nothing.
Okay, if we're normally employees, we rock up to a job, we get super, and the insurance is in there. What sort of super is it?
So most industry funds will have a default amount of cover.
Yeah.
So you'll generally find that people have life insurance and total permanent disablement, or TPD. You can also have a default amount of income protection. So they're the three different types of insurance that you'll generally find held through superannuation. You don't normally find trauma insurance through superannuation.
What's the trauma insurance?
So trauma insurance is a payment on a medical diagnosis of a heart attack.
Right.
Or a stroke. Or cancer.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, the legislation prevents trauma from being held in super, because a heart attack is not a condition of release under the superannuation law to get your money out. So it's just not offered.
Yeah.
Okay. There are instances where there's a workaround, but let's just make the general comment here that trauma isn't held through super.
Okay. Now, can you nominate in your super the insurance company, or that's just part of the deal?
Well, again, it depends. And this is where people need to look under the hood and think about their insurance strategy. Because if we always come back and start with why, the need for cover has never been more prevalent with the amount of debt that we carry in society today. Between mortgages, school fees, lifestyle, and cash flow, those four things should make everybody's knees wobble. If I said to you, let's go out on a mountain bike, throw yourself into a tree, and if you couldn't work,
from experience, like
some idiots done, it can have adverse impacts on your ability to do those things. So this insurance that is offered is tailored by the fund that you are in.
Right.
Okay. Now, the better the fund, the greater the control, the more insurance options you may potentially have. I also stress this. Insurance policies provided by insurance companies directly will offer a superannuation option. Okay. Now, I find a lot of people take a little while to wrap this one up. We can create an insurance policy through an insurance fund that says we have $1 million of life in TPD, and insurance company A will put that in the superannuation environment so that you could use superannuation from your investment account to pay the premium. Okay, so holding cover through superannuation is good for a few different reasons, and we'll touch on those in a sec, but it's a very good way of making sure that it's not impacting personal cash flow, and you can hold insurance through super and pay for it with your normal employer superannuation account if it is not offered through that fund.
Now, we've got to keep in mind, haven't we, Luke, that we are paying for this insurance, aren't we, through the super?
Exactly. So whether you pay for it in your own name or you pay for it through super, generally, the premium is the same. So then the discussion comes around, okay, how much do I need?
Yeah.
And then where should I hold it? Because if you've got a fairly significant mortgage, two kids and a husband or wife that likes spending money, you may not have the free cash flow to be able to pay for it in your own name. So holding it through super is a good option.
Yeah, okay. But if you've got, say you have a super account, but you've also got outside of the super, you've got life insurance.
Yep.
Why would you want another insurance policy?
Well, you may not. And this comes back to starting with why.
Yeah.
So if you've got some cover outside, you may need some more inside. If you've got some cover outside in your own name, for example, and it's not tax deductible,
yeah,
maybe you'd like to make it tax deductible. So insurance is just a means to provide a funding mechanism for certain objectives. The structure is then about saying, who will hold the policy? What are the tax considerations that I need to think about? And how will that tie in with my budget and my cash flow so that I can actually afford what I really need whilst maximising the efficiency of how you pay for it?
Income insurance, is that embedded in super as well?
You can also have a form of income protection through superannuation. Now, the thing we need to think about here is when we're looking at what we hold, we need to understand what we're paying for. So a good income protection contract can be held in your own name. A suitable income protection contract can be owned via super, but it is generally inferior in relation to the options available to cover in your own name. Okay, and this is where we touch on the magic of a super linking strategy that we'll get to in a little bit. So we can have life through super, TPD through super, and income protection through super, but we need to always look under the hood and say, why am I taking it? What do I need? How am I going to pay for it? Because income protection is tax deductible at your marginal tax rate. It is also tax deductible at the superannuation tax rate. Generally speaking, if your income protection is held personally and you're earning over $100,000, you're claiming that tax deduction at 39 cents in the dollar or 39%. Holding it through superannuation and only claiming 15. So it comes back to, as we say, it's the why, where, and then the how.
Okay, and if you've got multiple superannuations, you could be paying for five insurance policies.
Potentially, and the other thing that people really need to worry about as well, with especially with TPD, is the definition. Now, this is one piece of insurance that the devil is really in the detail here. So there are two core definitions for TPD, or total permanent disablement. There's any occupation, and there's own occupation. Okay?
All right.
And the definitions differ as follows. In the event of a claim, if I come off a tree, off my bike, into the tree,
off a tree,
and a doctor says I'm unable to perform my own occupation,
right,
I get paid my money. If I come off my bike into a tree and a doctor says, well, could you perform any other occupation?
Okay,
and there's a, you know, it doesn't sound like much of a distinction.
No.
But the difference between can you do your own occupation, or can I perform any other occupation that I'm qualified or trained to undertake, is a much, much broader test that you have to meet to get paid.
So you may have been a truck driver. Sadly, you've had an accident. You can't drive your truck anymore through a back injury, but you can work on a desk.
You might be able to come in and hoover my office.
Yeah.
If that's the case, you may not get paid. So again, the devil's in the detail there with TPD, because it is a hugely different definition. And insurance is about increasing the likelihood of being paid and controlling the outcome that you're after.
Why would you want insurance in super? What's the convenience
of that? So the big kickers there are obviously the tax deductibility.
Right.
So if you keep life insurance in your own name, it may not be tax deductible. If you hold TPD inside of superannuation and you're paid, there may be a taxable component. Okay. And also from a cash flow perspective. So as I said earlier, if you've got two, three kids at school, mortgage, wife, husband, partner, two cars, you may not have the free cash flow to pay for it. So using super to cover some or all of that cost to give you the amount of cover you need is really good, because it doesn't impact the cash flow burden on a fortnightly or monthly basis to the household. So it's very good in relation to doing that.
We'll get to that question in a sec.
It's really going to be something that people need to think about, because there are pros and cons. So getting the structure right is very important, because generally speaking, I take the view that income protection in your own name to maximise the deduction.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford it in your own name, through super is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And then we can get really sexy with some super linking.
Now, this is what we're going to do, super linking. I've not heard of this.
No, this is good. This
super linking. Sounds like something you buy in a chemist shop, but we'll see what happens next with Luke Smith, financial planner at Envision Financial. Their office is 6260-4749. A question for you about Bill Shorten's plan not to allow deductions for accounting advice. They want to know, is it fair when the unions don't pay taxes?
Well, look, I think I can't touch on what the unions do and don't do, but yeah. I think stopping people from being able to get a deduction for being proactive and looking after themselves and getting advice, look, I don't think it's fair. I don't think a lot of what he's put forward is fair.
No.
As I said a couple of weeks ago, if you think the policies that team are going to put forward are fair, then you obviously don't like your mother and father, because I can tell you now, from the person that sees the fallout of these sorts of things, that will have a significant impact on the way that families live and people remain retired, where they don't have the means to change their situation. So no, I wouldn't stand up and say that I think it's fair that people don't get a deduction for accounting advice, planning advice, or any other proactive advice where they're trying to move themselves in a better position for themselves, their family, and anybody else.
Negative clearing, we've got the franking credits and all of those sort of things.
It's out of control.
It's 11 to 5. If you'd like to ask a question of Luke Smith from Envision Financial, you can do it on 0488 266 266. All right, come on, unpack this for us. What is super linking?
So, super linking is...
We're talking about superannuation, not super linking.
Exactly right.
Okay, all right.
So we have a choice. We can hold insurance outside of super, say for income protection, or we could have it inside of superannuation. Now, as I said earlier, the policy inside of superannuation is generally inferior by way of definition or benefit. And I'll give you an example. If you were to launch your bike into a tree and you were to fracture your collarbone, you would be entitled to what they call a specified injury benefit under an income protection policy held in your own name.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a type of definition built into a good personal contract that says you're entitled to one times your monthly benefit or your sum insured for 1 month for incurring that injury.
Right.
Now, that benefit is not offered through a policy in superannuation, because breaking your collarbone does not meet a condition of release to access the money under the SIS Act that governs the super world. So what super linking allows you to do is to say, okay, maybe I don't have the cash flow to pay for it in my own name. What you do is you super link the income protection contract. So all of the available definitions under the policy that can be paid out under the super definition are paid for by super. And all of the better, more superior definitions that would otherwise be held in your own name that aren't available through the super contract, you link outside so that you own that portion of the policy.
Yeah.
So you can take advantage of those. And it's a really good way of splitting the cash flow costs. So you've got some coming out of super, some in your own name, but you're getting access to the best contract possible by comparison for the two. So whatever suits you to say, all right, I've claimed for a massive trauma and I could be paid that out of super, they'll pay it out of the super side. If I've crashed my bike into a tree and I could claim specified injury, then they pay that out of the personal side, because the super component doesn't offer that sort of contract. So it's a really, really good strategy to be able to say, do I have a cash flow issue? I know I need the cover. Where can I hold it to meet my needs, but still get access to the best things possible?
Okay, this is available for employees?
It's available
for companies.
Anybody.
All right, so is it easy to do?
Look, it's no different to taking out a normal insurance policy. It's just we're changing the ownership structure slightly. The process for application and all of the rules and regs are the same. TPD is another one that is very, very good. So I always advocate to people, where possible, hold the own occupation definition for greater security and a superior definition.
Yeah.
So what we do is we have life and TPD paid for out of super, and then we link outside just the wording of the own occupation definition. So to give people an example, let's say the premium was $100 a month through the super fund. The super linked portion that just gives us the own occupation definition might be $10 a month. So you pay $100 out of the super fund, $10 in your own name, but you've got that superior definition, which is what you want to start with. But you've also got then the benefit of the cash flow saving of saying, I'll pay life in TPD out of the super side for the any occupation definition, and the own occupation definition I hold myself.
Now, do you see us missing out on this opportunity?
I think there's a few things people need to think about when they look at their cover is, one, look under the hood.
Yeah, always.
You know, check it. Why? Because your situation changes, your cash flow changes, your kids change, your husband's change, your wife's change, your debts change. Lots of things change. You need to make sure that your cover's current.
And you've done something, yeah.
Yeah, well, don't take out a policy now and look at it in 7 years and find out you've been paying 40% too much. So make sure you know what you're paying for. Make sure you've got the best possible definitions. Super linking is a great way to try and improve your cash flow, but give you access to the best possible definitions. Mm. Now, little caveat here. I mentioned earlier that income protection is deductible in your own name. Where you super link an income protection contract, because the benefits under the personal side are lump sum in nature, whether or not that is deductible, that little component for income protection, you need to confirm with your accountant, because the view on this has changed over the last couple of years because of the nature of the benefit paid. Just a little caveat.
Yeah, I mean, Luke, you've said this over and over again. What have you got under the hood? You know, you looked at all this stuff?
Exactly. I think that the biggest thing is make sure it's structured correctly. Make sure you've got the right amount of cover. Make sure you have the best definition. Don't assume by default that the industry fund you are in will offer the own occupation TPD benefit. Okay? Because in the vast majority of cases, people are actually quite surprised that it's not.
This goes well for your own little cafe, your own business, your trucking business, the whole
anybody.
Thing. All right.
Everybody that has a job, I believe anybody that has a job should have income protection.
Yeah.
Because think about what happens if you don't. Not just if you throw your bike into a tree, but you're going to pay tax and get nothing anyway.
Hmm.
So the money's going.
Yeah.
You're either going to pay tax and get nothing, or pay a bit of a premium, get a tax deduction for it, and have a policy that if you do fly into a tree, might actually help you out.
Super linking. Superannuation linking.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's a great strategy.
It's different, isn't it?
It's very underutilised.
Yeah.
And the more work we do for people and make them aware of this, they go, oh, so I could have,
And I didn't.
Wow.
Yeah. Should have. Wish I'd known.
Well, someone famously said, you don't know what you don't know.
That's it. And you can book an appointment with the team at Envision Financial. They're in Phillip at 4452 Townsend Street, 6260-4749. First appointment, no obligation. If you miss any of this, there's a plethora of pools to dive into and revisit, isn't there?
Yeah, look, for sure. We've got the show up on YouTube. We generally cycle that a week behind. We've also got the podcast. You know, the strategy stacker on Apple. Luke talks money, so we can rehash those sorts of things. And obviously, we've got the Knowledge Centre. We've had a significant uptake in that of late. A lot of people have been subscribing to that. Obviously, it's free for a period of time, and you can go in and delve into the super linking strategies. Yeah. And we've got written material, we've got animated videos, and all sorts of other educational tidbits that, you know, the techies out there can like. There's risk profile questionnaires. There's all sorts of things that you can try and expand your understanding on and help you look under the hood and make sure that you're not paying too much, you're not leaving it too late.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more frustrating than when someone comes and says, oh, I could have done this 5 years ago and saved $4,000 a year.
And there's a lot to process, and that means you can do it in your own leisure with a cup of coffee and stop and start and freeze frame it and go back and revisit and revisit. And if you want to make an appointment, do that. Financial planners at Envision Financial, Luke Smith and his team, 4452 Townsend Street in Phillip, 6260-4749, envisionfinancial.com.au, and you can do all of this. What you don't do is you get on your bike and throw yourself into a tree.
Very much so.
Yeah, that's a good
advice.
Unless
you want an income protection claim.
Oh, then we start all over
trust
again.
Trust me. Okay. Trust me for the suffering. It's not worth it, no matter how much you got.
All right, stay off your bike, Luke Smith. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, mate.